Again, also delight, pleasure to be in your midst here once again today. Bring to you the good news, glad tidings. Good Friday's gone and passed, but every day is a good day. You know, when you're with Jesus, when you got Him as your Savior and you got Him as your Lord, every day is a good one. So we come to you this good Monday to bring to you the good news, the glad tidings again, that Jesus still saves. As my brother has just reminded me, Jesus stands with open arms, waiting to welcome you into his arms, into his kingdom of grace and love. This is the love of God. I want to emphasize that right from the very get-go. This is the love of God, not religion. You've got enough of that. Plenty of that. You got that still in your country, your world. You got that still in your town of Walsall today. So it's not that we bring to you. It's the love of God. The love of God in Jesus. That's the only place you find God's love, don't you know? In Jesus. He's the manifestation of God's love. He's the manifestation of God Himself. He is God. There is no other God but Jesus Christ. He's the God of love. He's the God who so loved the world that He came into the world and lived and loved and died and rose again from the dead in order that you might know His love, receive His love, be blessed by His love, and be granted the forgiveness of your sins, cleansing, washing, renewal, restoration, born of the Spirit, made a new creature in Jesus Christ, given new life, given a new heart, given a new start, a new beginning, and given eternal and everlasting life and the guarantee even that when you breathe your last, close your eyes in death, you open them to behold the Son of God in all His love, grace, power, and favor to welcome you into His eternal kingdom. So what must you do? Well, one man asked that question in the Bible. He said, what must I do to be saved? That is, to know this love. And the answer was given to him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You just believe, you trust, you receive Him, you look to Him, you rely upon Him. You confide, you put your full confidence in Him, in the Son of God and what He has done. Nothing of yourself, no religious hoops, no religious nonsense, no religious clothes. You just simply and only look to, trust in, confide in, believe in Jesus. As He has offered to you here today, with open arms He comes to you. Offers Himself to you. Salvation to you, His love to you, His grace to you, His favor to you, His reconciliation to you. So I call upon you again, Walsall, this Monday afternoon, be ye reconciled to God, all of you. Be reconciled to God. And what hinders you? What keeps you from being reconciled to God? Brought into a relationship with God, that is. Religion doesn't give that to you. Religion wants you as a slave. Muhammad wants you as a slave. Yeah? The Pope wants you as a slave. The Watchtower Society, they want you as slaves, not children. God wants you as His child. The Watchtower Society, oh, ladies, give that up. Repent of that now, this very moment. And trust in Jehovah Jesus, the only Savior, the only one who can reconcile you to God, bring you back to God. So what hinders you? Lost all sinners, what hinders you today? Come one, come all, come unto me, says Jesus. All you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest for your souls, that is. Peace with God and the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Oh, come to me, says Jesus. He welcomes you with open arms. Come to me, and I'll give you that rest. Peace with God, madam. Peace with God offered to you. Take it. Receive it. Receive the engrafted word, the promise of God, that is, life and salvation to His Son, Jesus Christ, in the offer of Him to you. Receive, that's all. He came to His own, but His own received them not. To as many as did receive Him, those that believed in His name, to them He gave the power, the right, the authority to become children of the living God. Children! God is your Father, and you as His child, not a slave. So if you're religious today, irreligious today, whatever you might be, salvation freely offered to you, the grace of God, the love of God, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, die in their sin, but have everlasting life. It's the love of God. The love of God. All soul sinners, get that, all you please. God's love for you, a sinner. God's love for you. Christ dying for you, a sinner. It was for sinners He came. It's sinners He calls to Himself. Sinners, that's the only requirement. That's the only fit. If you're a sinner like the rest of mankind, then you fit the bill. It's you that Jesus is looking for. It's you that Jesus is calling. For sinners that He came. I didn't come to call the righteous, He said. I came to call sinners to repentance. So if you're a sinner like the rest of us, come one, come all. You're welcome. You're welcome. Come to me, says Jesus, and I'll give you that rest, that peace with God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding. You'd like to have a copy of God's Word, read about these things. I got here three Bibles, I got New Testaments, I got this here Gospel of John, God's record concerning His only begotten Son. It's all here in John's Gospel. You can read how and what Jesus is, that He is God manifested in the flesh. He's the Son of God with power by His resurrection from the dead. You can read all about Jesus here. Contrary to the Watchtower Society over there, they deny Jesus Christ. They deny the Son of God. And I tell you, for that, God will damn them to hell. God will damn them to hell for their denial of the Son of God. Watchtower Society, tremble at it. Fear. God's wrath is upon you and upon your religion and all your other world religions too. Well, you ought to, sir. It's time you did. It's time you did, sir, because you're a damnable liar, sir.
Okay.
So's your religion.
Right. Okay. So
damnable liars.
So
you deny
yours.
The Son of God, and for that, sir, God will damn you to hell. Repent today, sir. Repent and turn to Christ and live.
Come
on. Well, you may. These religious people, well, soul sinner, don't listen to them. They take you into bondage. They drag you down into the pit of hell with themselves. They mutilate the Word of God. They pervert the Word of God. They pervert the salvation of God. They pervert the lovely Son of God who came into the world and died on that cross so that you could be a recipient of the love of God, not religion. And certainly not that damnable religion over there. I call upon them. And if you're one of them and subscribe to them, call upon you, repent, 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 repent you and believe the gospel, says Jesus. For the kingdom of God is at hand. And that's the only way you can enter God's kingdom. But you heard his own testimony. We don't fear God, he says. There's no fear of God in them. That's how they manufacture religions. That's how they manufacture these religions. Muhammad's the same, the Pope's the same, they're all the same. They manufacture religions. Why? Of their own making? Because there's no fear of God in them. Fear God. Walk with God. That's what you are made for. Respect all of the Almighty God. Jesus Christ, there is no other God but Him. He's your maker, He's your lawgiver, He's your judge. But today He's the one who would be your redeemer. He's the one who would save you, deliver you from the wrath to come, from the present wrath of God. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, in wickedness that is. Repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand, whilst all sinners. Repent ye and believe the gospel. You'd like to have a copy of God's written word is offered to you, the pure, unadulterated word of God. Unperverted, unlike the Watchtower Society's version. That's the perversion of the Holy Scriptures that they are handing out. This here is the pure word of God, unchanged, untrammeled. You'd like a copy of God's word, you come and ask for one. Freely placed into your hands. And if you've got a question pertaining to these matters, then feel free to come and ask. Be only too willing to speak or try to answer your questions. You'd like somebody to pray for you. Maybe you're unwell. Maybe you're sick. Maybe perhaps you're distressed, depressed, troubled, for whatever reason. Maybe perhaps that God would give you light, send His Spirit into your heart, pray for your salvation. Like somebody to pray for you, then be more than happy to do that for you also. Only here to help, point you in the right direction, and there's only one of those. Jesus says, I am. I am, I am, I am who I am. God, Jehovah Jesus, I am what I am. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus, He's the one you need, and He's the one you must come to. You like a copy of God's Word? Check these things out for yourself. Feel free, come and ask for one, gladly and freely placed into your hands. What of God for you here today, whilst all sinners, and you are the quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, that's us all. Naturally, speaking born as it were, you know, we come into the world where Bible says, God says, not my opinion. My opinion's no more valuable than yours. No, God doesn't ask us for our opinions. He just tells us it like it is. He says we're conceived in sin. The first man, Adam, he sinned, and he passes sin on to the future generations, one after another, so that by natural generation, you know, one child born after another, by natural generation, where all of us, the sin disease is passed on, the poison is passed on. One generation after another. Sinners. Sinners in Adam. The first man, our original parent. Sinners in Adam, dead in our trespasses and sins. Conceived in sin, says God. The Bible, what the Bible calls original sin. The original one, the first one. That's passed on to us all. Now, we're conceived in sin, born in sin, and you live and die in sin, and go to a lost eternity, and go to hell, unless that is, unless by the grace of God you're saved, unless God sovereignly and freely intervenes in your history at some point, and brings you by His grace out of that state of death, out of that state of sin. So we're all of us, every single one of us, sinners by nature. Sinners by nature and sinners by practice. You ever ask yourself the question, you ever think to yourself, you know what, why do I do the things that I do? I know I shouldn't do them, and I promise I won't do them again. I promise myself even, I won't do that thing again. It's hurting me, it's harming me. It's damaging my health, it's affecting my wallet. I won't do the thing again, but you keep on doing it. You can't do it. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when Adam, the first man, when he sinned, you know, it's kind of like he says, I've fallen, and I can't get up again. I can't get up again. Well, that's us, that's us all. Because that sin nature of Adam's is passed on to us, every single one of us. And we're fallen, and we can't get up again. And I tell you, all the religion in the world won't get you up again. And especially so in the Watchtower Society. Huh? That crowd over there, blinded the minds of men and women, further. I mean, already blind by nature, spiritually blind. Them's the blind leading the blind. And where did that end up? That ends up in a ditch. That where you want to end up, all soul sinners? Jesus came to get you out of the ditch. He came to get you out of the bondage. Jesus came to save you, to rescue you, to give you life from the dead. And you have been quickened, that's Jesus, made alive, that is, who were dead in trespasses and sins. That's what Jesus does. He makes people alive. I didn't come to kill. That's what Islam does. Another bunch of religion. That's what they do. If they're not killing us, well, they're killing one another. They can't even live with themselves. Look at them in the Middle East. Look at them in Afghanistan. Killing, that's all they're good for. Killing. Well, Jesus said, I didn't come to kill men. I came that they might have life. I came that you might have life, and that you might have life more abundantly. He's the resurrection and the life. He's alive from the dead himself. He came, he lived and loved and died, and rose again from the dead. He conquered sin and death and hell. He's alive. He conquered, he defeated death, and he lives forever. And he has the power. All authority in heaven and earth is given unto him. And the authority to give life, eternal, everlasting life, to whosoever comes to him, trusts in him. He makes alive. So here you are, by natural generation, a natural born sinner, with no life in you, no spiritual life in you, alienated from God, and alienated from the life of God. That's what the Bible says. That's why Jesus says you must be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. cannot enter the kingdom of God. A dead person can't enter the kingdom of God. A dead person can't do anything to help themselves. There must be life first. Life from the dead. It's resurrection that you need, not religion. Resurrection. Making alive. Jesus came that you might have life. He came to resurrect. When he says, I am the resurrection, the life, he means, I am the one who raises the dead to life, just as I raised myself from the dead. So too am I able to raise you also, all sinners, from the dead. You come to Jesus and you get life. The moment you connect with Jesus, the moment you connect with him by faith, by a living faith, I tell you, his life begins to flow into your soul. Alive, risen, able to live for the first time in your earthly, miserable, sinful existence. There's no life apart from God. There's no life apart from Jesus. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. There's only death apart from God and apart from his Son, Jesus Christ. Dead in trespasses and sins, not a little bit dead, not a big bit dead, but totally, completely dead, alienated from God and from the life of God. But Jesus came and lived and loved and died. He's done the business. He's done the dying and the rising.
God bless, guys.
A good one, yeah. Yeah, God bless. He came. He's done the business. He's done the hard bit. He's done the work. You know, religious people, you know, they be telling you that you gotta work, you know, to get right with God. You gotta do, you know, you gotta do what they say. You gotta do what they tell you. You gotta fulfill their precepts. You know, do what we tell you to do, you know, and you get right with God by your own doing, your own working. Listen to me. Listen to God. Listen to what God says. He says that no flesh will ever be justified in his sight by the works of the law, by any works. There's nothing, absolutely nothing that you do or anybody else does, can do, that will make them right with God, that will make them alive from the dead. Yeah? Nothing you do. I mean, you can't even fulfill your own standards. Never mind God's. So how's that going to work for you, eh? You can't keep his commandments. You can't keep your own rules. You can't keep your own standards. So how on earth are you going to make yourself alive? Raise yourself from the dead? Spiritually, I mean. Not possible. Not possible. Jesus has done the work. The work that needs doing, he has done so that you don't have to work. It's by grace alone, faith alone, and Christ alone, apart from works, apart from any works at all. No work that you do can ever make you alive and make you right with God. That's a sheer impossibility. That's why I say to you, this is not religion, this is the love of God. This is the love of God, this is the immense, generous love of God that's set before you, that's offered to you here this afternoon. God so loved the world, so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, not die in their sin, but have everlasting life. Jesus has done the work. It's not to him that worketh, says God, but him that rests in the arms of Jesus. Rest in what he has done. His work, not yours. All you have to do is to simply believe. All you have to do is simply look to him. Look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be saved, he says. Look, 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 look. That's not working. Resting, that's not working. Trusting, that's not working. Believing, that's not working. Trusting in Jesus, and you get life. Life from the dead. Resurrected. Risen from your tombs of unbelief. And the breath of life breathed into your soul. Reborn. Born again, as Jesus terms it. Alive and alive forevermore. Because he lives, you live. And because he lives forever, you live forever. Everlasting life. Eternal life. And all for coming to Jesus, the Son of God. Where in a time past, he says, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Walking according to the course of this world. And what's the course of this world like? Well, it's like the world religion. It's like the Western society there. Islam, Rome, the course of this world, the world's religions, evolutionism, atheism, godlessness, that's the course of this world. And looky how it's going for you presently. In your own nation and your own land, forsaken the gospel, forsaken God, turned your back on him, apostatized, departed from God, and sinking down. That's the course of this world. That's where it takes you, the course of this world, this present evil world. But the end of it, I tell you, the end of the course of this world, there's a precipice. There's a precipice, and it goes over, it falls down into the pit, into the damnation of hell. That's the end of the course of this world. You need to get off of it, out of it, and quickly. And only Jesus can get you out of it. Only he can save you from it. From the course of this world. I mark it here. You can see it. Only Jesus can get you out of it. Only Jesus can save you from the course of this world. What does it require of you? The course of this world, that you comply. Don't ask questions. You know, don't balk against the system. Do what they tell you to do. Don't speak against their course. Don't speak against the LGBT. You know, don't speak against Islam. Don't speak against abortion. Just comply, just like the Nazis, you know, in Germany, 80 years ago. Don't say anything, you know. Just comply with the course of this world. Don't balk against it. And you just go with the flow. You just go with the course of this world. And you end up where it's going to end up. You end up in the damnation of hell. Only Jesus can save you from the course of this world. That's what he came for. That's what he lived for. He died for. To save his people from the course of this world. To make them alive. Switch the light on in their hearts and minds. And give them understanding. Cause them to see where the course of this world is taking them. So that they escape. So that they run from it into the arms of Jesus, who alone can save them, who alone can deliver them from the course of this world. According to the prince of the power of the air, that's Satan the devil. held captive in a snare. Yeah, he's the one who rules over your world. Whole world, the Bible says, lieth in wickedness under the sway that is. It's a demonic world that you live in, controlled by demonic forces, principalities and powers. Power of the prince of the power of the air. That's Satan, the devil, and his demons. But they're spiritual beings. And they need people, they need flesh and blood people to bring about their will, to bring about their evil devices. And so what do? They blind the hearts and minds of men and women in high places and low places alike. Unbelieving men and women, they invade them and they blind them to the reality of God and of sin and of hell, of damnation. They blind the hearts and minds of men and women to spiritual realities, eternity. They blind even you, lost sinners, so that you can't see the reality of what's happening, going on in your world. There's a prince, there's a ruler, the prince of the power of the air. And he works. And where does he work? He works in the children. He works in the children of disobedience, lawless people. Men and women who live contrary to God's law, his commandments. You know, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any idol. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. He works, the prince of the power of the air. He works in the children of disobedience. He works in unbelieving minds. He works in disobedient children. Those who are disobedient to God's commandments, he works in them to bring about his evil purposes in this world. Not just men like Adolf Hitler, not just the Stalins, not just the Mohammeds, not just the inventors, the inventor of the Watchtower Society, Charles D. Russell. Not a demon-possessed religious man that brings into being an abominable religion that stalks the world, causing fear, killing, destroying men, women, and children. He works. Oh, he works night and day, the prince of the power of the air, in the children of disobedience. Is that what you are? A child of disobedience? Disobedient to God's commandments? Why? Well, you can't be any other, can you? Because you got a sinful nature. You were conceived in sin. You were born in sin. And you live in disobedience to God's commandments. You can't do any other, because those commandments of God, holy, good, spiritual, altogether righteous, but you hate them. They're grievous to you. We issue the commandment, we say to you, thou shalt not commit adultery, and you hold your hands up in horror. Why? Because you love your sodomy. You love your fornicating. You love your sexual immorality. Away with your commandments, you say, children of disobedience. But Satan's working in you, the prince of the power of the air, has you in his grip, has you in his snare. But Jesus came, the Bible says, to destroy the work of the devil. He came to destroy the work of Satan. He came to set the captives free. Only Jesus can loose you. Only Jesus can set you free from the power of Satan, the devil, and this demonic world and its course. Jesus came that you might be set free. If the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. That's what he came for. That's what he does. He sets the captive free. He breaks the power. The blood that was shed on that cross was all sinners. It was divine blood. It was the blood of God that was shed on that cross. Powerful, I tell you, wonder-working, powerful blood, able to wash you and make you clean of all your disobedience, of all your law-breaking, and with the power to cancel, to break the bondage and set you free from the course of this world, from the snare of the devil, from the prince of the power of the air, to set you free from the immorality, to set you free from the killing by means of abortion, euthanasia, to set you free, liberate you from the powers of hell, set you free from the drugs, the alcohol, the false religion, set you free, freedom, the greatest freedom fighter that ever walked the face of this earth. His name is Jesus. And he's still setting the captives free. Men and women.
What are you talking about?
I'm defending children, this is. Huh? From those that kill them. Kill us. Murder us. Rip children from their wombs and slaughter them in the name of abortion. I'm here to defend children, not abuse them. The abusers of children is your state, is your government. Under the demonic forces of the prince of the power of the air. They're the killers, your government. Sunak, your king. King Charles. Yeah? Every one of them in authority, your police forces. Defended murderers. Killers. By means of abortion, euthanasia. And now they're queuing up. They're queuing up so that you can have assisted dying. Huh? So that you can pump yourself for free instead of paying 20 grand to go to Switzerland to have it done. You can have it done for free. And how long after that will it be before it's forced on people? Abusing children. No, I'm here to fight for children. I'm here to defend children. To defend the unborn. Who are slaughtered day after day. 12, 13 million to date since 1967. Children murdered in the name of abortion. That we preach against and will do with our dying breath. Save the children. Only one way. Preach the gospel. Freedom in Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ. Through faith in Jesus Christ. The gospel brings respect for life. The gospel brings love for life. They that hate me, says God, they love death. And that's written large, is it not? All over your society. Killing the terminal ill. Killing the aged. And your Tory party, they're first class in doing that, aren't they? Through your COVID experience, how many of the elderly, of our elderly people, how many did they kill during that time? Eh, your Tory party. The others are no better. They're no better. In Scotland, you've got the Scottish Nazi Party. With all its anti-Christian legislation. Let me tell you, it's the gospel, and only the gospel that brings life to a nation, and love for life. But in your demonic world, the course of this world, hatred for God, And hatred for God brings a love for death, a love of fear with death. And that's what you've got. That's what you've got in your world. That's what you've got in your own nation, your own society now today. Death, death, death. The stench of corpses. It's a wonder you can't smell it. Huh? It's a wonder you can't smell it. Death. Death. You just love it. And soon it's coming to you because it's appointed unto man once to die. But after that, then comes the judgment. Then you give account for the killing. Then you give account for the murdering. Then you give account, says Jesus, for every idle word you've spoken. Then you give account for your unbelief. Unjustified, unreasonable unbelief, your godless atheism. Then you give account for it, whilst all sinners, before that day comes, that hour comes, when you stand before the judge of all the earth. I bid you, in the love of God, get right with God. He's made the way possible, in His love, for an evil, demonically controlled world, a demonized world, ruled by the power of the prince of the power of the air. God so loved this demonic controlled world because it's His world. He made it in the beginning. He created it. It's His world. And He's not intended any time soon to give it up. He's not about to give it up. He's going to make it new and shiny again. He's going to burn it up first of all in fervent heat. And then He's going to make it all new. And in that new heaven and that new earth that God's going to make, will live only righteousness. And so if you're not righteous, if you're not been made the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ, well then you won't be part of it. You'll be in the other place. You'll be in the place the Bible calls hell. Damnation awaits, appointed unto man wants to die. After that, then comes the judgment. Death is not the end. Death does not bring closure. Don't live with that delusion. You know, when they bring in this legislation so that you can have assistance in dying, don't go there, lost soul sinner. Whatever your trouble, whatever your sickness is, do not go there. Because if you are not right with God, if you have not believed and trusted in Jesus, all you are doing is simply sending yourself to hell. That's what you've been doing. And your troubles have only just begun. More trouble, more pain, more sorrow, more torment, more anguish than you ever believed possible will be your portion if you go that way. Life is God's to give, and life is God's to take away. Not man's. Not man's. Not any man. So hear me, whilst all sinners hear me, but God intervened, who is rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, and quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved. The grace of God that brings salvation. The grace of God, the free gift of God, set before you, offered to you here, Walsall today. Simply stretch out the hand of faith and receive grace by faith in Christ alone. No works, the love of God. Receive it, believe it, trust in it. Manifested to you in Jesus, the Son of God, the personification of the love of God. Demonstrating the love of God for a sinner like you, and dying on that cross for a sinner like you, that you might be redeemed, brought back to God, saved from the course of this world, rescued from the prince of the power of the air, brought from death to life, and given life and immortality in the name of God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. He who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, into him, should not perish, not die in their sin, not go to hell, not be damned, but have everlasting life in the name of Jesus, our crucified and risen Redeemer, whom we declare to you here today. Also, sinners, you want to check these things out? We have Bibles freely offered to you. We got Bibles, New Testaments. I got this here, Gospel of John. Read for yourself and see these things are so. Read the words of the Savior himself who is offered to you here today. Take the written word of God. Receive the living word of God, Jesus himself, into your heart this very afternoon. What hinders you also? What keeps you mad? What keeps you from being converted right this very moment? Turn, 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 says the Lord. Why will you die when there is life to be had in Jesus? And all you have to do is take him. All you have to do is take him, is receive him. Look unto him and be ye saved. Also, sinners, come one, come all, come now. Because now is the time, says God. That's the only time you've got. You haven't got tonight. You haven't got tomorrow. You haven't got next week. Now, says God. Now. Be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. Faith in his name. You like a copy of God's written word? You come and ask for one. Gladly place it to your hands. Got a question? Feel free to ask it. You like somebody to pray for you? That God would save you, maybe, perhaps. And I would love, just love to do that for you. Pray that God would save your precious, precious, never dying soul. You like a copy of God's word, you come and ask for one. May God bless you also. May God bless you and have mercy. Mercy, I pray, upon your precious, precious, never dying soul.
Amen.